It is time to talk to Dr. Brad Mackay. He is GP, author of Fake Medicine, and there's many reasons we've got him on board this morning. G'day, Doc.
G'day, Doc. Hey,
good morning, guys.
Doc,
hello.
First of all, Rob wants to know, he's got this skin tag, right?
Oh, it's not my skin tag, Doc.
That could be frozen off pretty easily. That's fine.
But it's down near his nether region.
Anyone.
Well, we don't know how to freeze everything off, but some parts can be frozen off.
But, you know, Rob bought this stuff from the chemist.
Paddy's worried that they're going to confuse one thing for another and freeze the wrong item off his body, but that's never mind. We're not here to talk about
it. Oh, I just want to ask one more question. Oh,
just mark it with a pen. That's fine.
Doc, but just say this person bought this stuff from the chemist and the freeze stuff doesn't work.
Yeah.
Is that dodgy?
Often they'll say that the chemist's option is based on therapies used by general practitioners. But yeah, if you're using something to freeze off your warts from the pharmacy, then it might get to minus 20, 25 degrees. Yeah. But yeah, if you're getting liquid nitrogen from the GP, then it's like minus 100 degrees Celsius. So
Sorry about different level of freezing. Okay.
Sorry about my friend Dr. Mackay. This is not a segment about embarrassing body issues.
Do you have any appointments today available?
Just stop, please. I've got a serious question for you, Dr. Brad Mackay. I was talking with a friend of mine the other day who said she has a 22-year-old girlfriend who is worried about with vaccines and fertility. And it's something I had not really thought of. And with young girls now being encouraged to come forward and get vaccines, is fertility an issue with any of these vaccines, Doc?
It's been talked about for a while. So even in the middle of last year, there were sort of some suggestions from it. There was some talk about similar receptors on ovaries, similar to the ACE2 receptors that COVID activates or uses as the entry point to our cells. Then over time, there's been some suggestion of it causing problems. When we've actually done the studies and looked at it, we're not finding that there's any issues related to fertility at all. So a lot of these have just been rumours and people putting out weird thoughts out there. I'm already starting to immunise lots and lots of teenagers. So from 12 and up, we're vaccinated with Pfizer, and Moderna's getting out there as well. We're very confident that we're not going to be causing any problems with fertility. Yeah. So yeah, it's totally been debunked.
So a lot of the things people are questioning are based on things they've read online that may have no basis in fact whatsoever.
Yeah, so some of it was based on people getting weird periods after having the vaccine. And this seems to be one thing that women are noticing, that their period comes a little bit earlier or later, or they may have heavier bleeding after having the Pfizer vaccine or the Moderna vaccine. And it's sort of like it's more like interesting, it's fascinating, but it does not cause any fertility problems at all. So we're still doing research into why this occurs, even after like one or two cycles, everything just goes back to normal again, and people are still able to have babies after it.
And Dr. Brad, the Pfizer jab on track for kids as young as 5.
Yeah, so we're heading in that direction. We're wanting to provide a little bit more protection for young kids, particularly if they're going back to school. This is a big issue. So rare things happen very rarely, but even if it's a 1 in a million chance of your child dying from COVID, we really don't want that to be your 1 in a million child. So as long as the vaccines are far less likely to cause problems compared to COVID, so it is important to get those vaccines out. So we're aiming at that at the moment, but still indicated from 12 and up at this point of time.
Yeah, because obviously they don't test vaccines on kids to see how successful they are or are not. Is this a matter of just stretching the elastic band and saying it hasn't broken, let's just keep stretching it? Where do you draw the line?
Well, we are doing studies. So, yeah, we've certainly started with adults because that's what we do. And then we're working our way back through kids. So there are populations around the world where children are being immunised at this point of time.
Right.
And so Australia will then bring that in based on that knowledge from overseas studies at this point.
Dr. Brad, the other day I was watching a repeat of the series you did, Embarrassing Bodies Down Under. I just want to know, the bloke with the pixelated face with those massive hemorrhoids. Was that Rob Palmer?
Don't need to answer that, Doctor.
Yeah, no, his face exploded. Yeah.
So, okay, no. All right, so that's a no comment. Is that right?
No, patient confidentiality.
Okay,
yeah. Just to surmise, the vaccines are not causing problems with fertility, and young kids should go ahead and get vaccinated. Anyone should get vaccinated as soon as possible, correct?
Definitely. So, and talk with the GP. There are vaccine hubs and pharmacies are coming on board now as well. So look online to see where you can get a vaccine close to you.
Dr. Brad McKay, absolute legend, GP, author of Fake Medicine. Thanks for joining us this morning, Doc.
No worries.